11. It's 2200 hours.
12. It's 20 past midnight. Drill 2. An Englishman usually takes 4 meals a day. On the tape, you will hear normal meal times in England. Listen carefully and write down the time for each meal in the table. In England, normal meal times are roughly as follows. Breakfast is between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Lunch is between 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. Tea is from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and dinner is between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. How soon do I have to leave? Now listen to the dialogue.
How soon do I have to leave my room?
Normally, it's by 12 noon on the day of your departure.
Well, you see, my plane doesn't go till 5:30 tomorrow afternoon.
I see. Which room is it, madam?
Room 577. The name is Browning.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Browning. You may keep your room, then, till 2 p.m., if you wish.
Oh, that's nice. By the way, how long will it take to get to the airport from here?
It's usually a 90-minute ride. But you'd better start off at 2:30, in case there is a traffic jam on the way.
Thank you very much.
With pleasure.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
How soon do I have to leave my room?
Normally, it's by 12 noon on the day of your departure.
Well, you see, my plane doesn't go till 5:30 tomorrow afternoon.
I see. Which room is it, madam?
Room 577. The name is Browning.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Browning. You may keep your room, then, till 2 p.m., if you wish.
Oh, that's nice. By the way, how long will it take to get to the airport from here?
It's usually a 90-minute ride. But you'd better start off at 2:30, in case there is a traffic jam on the way.
Thank you very much.
With pleasure.
Question number 1. Who is the woman?
Question number 2. Where does the conversation most likely take place?
Question number 3. When must the woman leave her room?
Question number 4. What suggestion does the man make concerning her departure?
Question number 5. What can you conclude from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing information.
How soon do I have to leave my room?
Normally, it's by 12 noon on the day of your departure.
Well, you see, my plane doesn't go till 5:30 tomorrow afternoon.
I see. Which room is it, madam?
Room 577. The name is Browning.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Browning. You may keep your room, then, till 2 p.m., if you wish.
Oh, that's nice. By the way, how long will it take to get to the airport from here?
It's usually a 90-minute ride. But you'd better start off at 2:30, in case there is a traffic jam on the way.
Thank you very much.
With pleasure.
Dialogue 2. This is a bus driver's week. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Jack. Haven't seen you for long. What have you been doing these months?
I'm a bus driver now, working all sorts of hours every week.
Do you? Tell me about it.
Well, on Monday I start work at 5:30 and finish at 13:05.
That's the early shift?
Right. The same shift on Tuesday. But then I start work at 5:45 and finish at 14:15.
You change the shift on Wednesday?
Yes. On Wednesday, I work on a split shift. I start work at 7 in the morning and finish at 10:45. Then I start again at 1500 hours and finish for the day at 19:30.
What about Thursday?
On Thursday, I work on a day shift, starting at 8 and finishing at 16:30. On Friday and Saturday, I work on the late shift. On Friday, I start at 14:40 and finish at 2300 hours.
Is it the same on Saturday?
No. On Saturday, I start work at 1500 hours and finish at 10 past midnight.
It's a really busy schedule.
You're right. I had trouble remembering all those hours at first. But the money is not too bad.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the timetable with what you hear. Write in numbers.
Hi, Jack. Haven't seen you for long. What have you been doing these months?
I'm a bus driver now, working all sorts of hours every week.
Do you? Tell me about it.
Well, on Monday I start work at 5:30 and finish at 13:05.
That's the early shift?
Right. The same shift on Tuesday. But then I start work at 5:45 and finish at 14:15.
You change the shift on Wednesday?
Yes. On Wednesday, I work on a split shift. I start work at 7 in the morning and finish at 10:45. Then I start again at 1500 hours and finish for the day at 19:30.
What about Thursday?
On Thursday, I work on a day shift, starting at 8 and finishing at 16:30. On Friday and Saturday, I work on the late shift. On Friday, I start at 14:40 and finish at 2300 hours.
Is it the same on Saturday?
No. On Saturday, I start work at 1500 hours and finish at 10 past midnight.
It's a really busy schedule.
You're right. I had trouble remembering all those hours at first. But the money is not too bad.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Hi, Jack. Haven't seen you for long. What have you been doing these months?
I'm a bus driver now, working all sorts of hours every week.
Do you? Tell me about it.
Well, on Monday I start work at 5:30 and finish at 13:05.
That's the early shift?
Right. The same shift on Tuesday. But then I start work at 5:45 and finish at 14:15.
You change the shift on Wednesday?
Yes. On Wednesday, I work on a split shift. I start work at 7 in the morning and finish at 10:45. Then I start again at 1500 hours and finish for the day at 19:30.
What about Thursday?
On Thursday, I work on a day shift, starting at 8 and finishing at 16:30. On Friday and Saturday, I work on the late shift. On Friday, I start at 14:40 and finish at 2300 hours.
Is it the same on Saturday?
No. On Saturday, I start work at 1500 hours and finish at 10 past midnight.
It's a really busy schedule.
You're right. I had trouble remembering all those hours at first, but the money is not too bad.
Number one, Jack has got a new job as a bus driver.
Number two, Jack doesn't work on a fixed schedule.
Number three, Jack enjoys working all sorts of hours.
Number four, Jack can have his evening meal with his family only on Sunday.
Number five, money is the main reason for Jack to stay on his present job.
This is the end of Lesson 5.